Hello.
My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Can you tell me one more time where it was you were calling from? Nothing?
Oh, all right. Well,
Sorry,
I'm
hold on
Percy.
1 second. Only a little fat? Okay. Thanks for your help. Appreciate it. It's okay. Hello?
Oh, hello. All right. Well, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you currently registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Would you be able to tell me who this is funded by at all? Is that something you could tell me?
All right, well, we're not actually funded by anybody because we're an independent company that just, like, wants to get opinions from everybody about certain topics. And in this case, it's about, like, problems facing our nation, state, and local communities.
Okay.
All right, so are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
All right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote at all?
Yeah, I'll take one of those. Can I buy that?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Oh, over there. Man, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Wow. Sorry, I'm in the middle of something. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, no, it's all right. Don't worry.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote at all?
The strongest one, the one that's most likely to vote.
All right. What is your race?
Caucasian?
All right. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Oh, I am, yeah.
All right. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
Cuba.
Cuba, all right. So right here, Cuba, all right. What language do you primarily speak
in
your home? Like always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, or maybe always Spanish?
Ooh, like my home, my personal home, mostly English.
All right. So would that be maybe like always English or more English than Spanish?
Always English.
All right. And what year were you born in?
1982.
All right. Okay. So for this part, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means like kind of very cold, unfavorable feelings. And then 100 means like very warm, favorable feelings. And then 50 is neutral. If you could use any number from 0 to 100, the higher the number, the warmer the feeling. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of this person, if you could please say so. So the first person is Rob Menendez.
Rob Menendez. Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh. Hi. Can I, like, ask you questions to make sure I'm talking about the right person?
Well, I'm sure you can. Well, I mean, you can, but I'm really only required to read verbatim, so it's truly just what you know. I can't, like, share any information from outside the survey.
All right. Let's go. Keep going.
All right. So I still do kind of need a number for Robin Edwards.
I'm sorry. I guess you didn't hear me. I said five.
Oh, five. All right. Sorry about that. What about Andy Kim?
I don't know who that is. Can I pass?
Yeah, totally. What about Stephen Fallop?
Pass.
All right. Joe Biden?
Um,
75, all right. Phil Murphy.
I don't know.
Pass.
5?
I'm sorry, pass.
Oh, pass, all right. So by yeah. pass, do you mean like maybe you have no opinion or you've never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
All right. What about Tammy Murphy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I hate to do this. I'm like on the run. I'm like eating. So I think you may have misunderstood me a few times. I gave Rob Menendez 5, as in F-I-V-E.
Yes, a 5.
And then there were two more P-A-S-S there.
Andy Ken, I put it as, like, as you've never heard of. Then Stephen Phillip, as you've never heard of. Joe Biden, at the 75. And then Phil Murphy, as never heard as well.
Gotcha. Good, good. Thank you.
All right, no worries. And what about Tammy Murphy?
I don't know. Pass.
All right. Bob Menendez?
Wait, Bob Menendez? There's a Rob and a Bob?
Yes, Bob Menendez is the father of Rob Menendez.
And the father is the senator from New Jersey?
I would believe so.
That's the father?
Yes, and then Rob
the
Menendez
father
is congressman.
Okay. Let's give him 5 also.
All right.
I mean, why not?
And what about Robbie Bala?
Pass. No. All
right. Now, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is, like, the first thing you think of?
What? Fuck. I'm sorry. It's 8 p.m. and it's broken.
Really?
I know. Sorry, you said, so what's the first thing I think of when I hear Rob Menendez?
Yes.
Gold bars?
Oh. All right, gold bars.
This is the guy? This is the guy we're talking about, right?
It is like kind of the first thing you think of, and that's totally cool. And Rob Menendez, he's the son of Bob Menendez, who did a kind of like, I guess you could say like deceitful trading with other countries in exchange of like luxury cars, gold bars, and et cetera.
So we're talking about Rob, not Bob.
We actually vary it a lot. Like in this survey, we kind of switch up from getting opinions about Rob Menendez and getting opinions about Bob Menendez and getting opinions about other candidates. We really just kind of vary
that. Okay, the most, yeah, I got you. The most recent one you asked is what I was referring to.
Yes, that was Rob Menendez.
Rob, okay. Sorry, we didn't continue. I'm
sorry. It's totally fine, don't worry. I can like repeat stuff. I don't mind.
All right.
So the next one is, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
I don't know.
All right, that's okay.
We can't really say. Yeah.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, Tammy Murphy, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom would you vote for?
I don't know. I just know it wouldn't be Bob Menendez.
All right. Well, if you have to lean towards one, maybe not necessarily like just directly vote, but if you have to like lean towards voting for one of these candidates, who would it be?
I will say like the first name is Tammy. That name, I feel like I've heard it, and that would probably be the first name I'd Google just because it sounds familiar to me. I think I've come across that name. So I would lean towards the one that's most familiar, but I definitely did research before making a decision, to be honest.
All right. Understandable. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote for?
The second name.
Rob Menendez?
Oh, sorry. The first name.
Ravi Bala?
Yeah.
All right. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot? Have you heard some? Have you heard not too much? Or have you heard nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
I've heard a lot.
All right. How closely would you say that you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Would you say you follow it very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not too closely.
All right. Now, if you could please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. And the options go as, you either strongly agree, you somewhat disagree, or you strongly disagree. And the first statement is, Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son.
Someone agree.
All right. Someone agree. Now, the next one is, Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
Is that a fact that he hasn't been accused of anything?
Yes. I would believe so, yes.
Somewhat agree.
All right. There's no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
The middle answer.
The middle answer? Oh, well, since there's four, there's not really a middle, but I can read them again.
I strongly agree. Yeah.
Oh, no, don't worry. It's totally fine. So it's strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
All right. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not the actions of Senator Bob Menendez.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, all right. And in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes.
I'm sorry, that there's like a lot of parts to that. So what am I asking if I agree with, that you're innocent until proven guilty, or the second half of it?
Well, truly, it's just how you interpret it. So it can be like maybe you agree with the first part, like in this country you are innocent until proven guilty. So by that like meaning, you can like kind of say that Bob Menendez is innocent in a way because he hasn't been convicted of anything. So you can choose to like disagree about that. But really, it's truly up to you. If you like either you strongly agree, you somewhat disagree, or you strongly disagree.
I just feel like it's kind of put together in a specific way. Can I like not answer that one? Is there an option to skip over that one?
I can make that option. So yeah, sure. All right.
Okay.
All right, so now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I would like if you could tell me which one comes closer to your, like, opinion, even if neither one of them is, like, exactly what you think, or, like, it's exactly right. So the first one is the statements made by critics of Congressman Rob Menendez, and they say that there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in forms of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars, in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refused to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. While the supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong, They also say Congressman Menendez has an incredibly effective and progressive representative from our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families. He's delivered billions in federal funding for local transit projects. He's helped over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress, who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortions, and to bring back Donald Trump. Would you say you agree, or that your opinions are much closer to either the critics or the supporters?
I'm going to be closer to the critics.
All right. Would that be maybe critics much closer or critics somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
All right. So I'm going to give you another round of kind of small, short statements about what the critics and supporters say. So the first one is, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. And then supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress, like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Roz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Woolwage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because of his record of accomplishments in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Would you say you follow along more to what the critics say or what the supporters say?
I'm going to go with the critics.
All right. Would that be critics much closer or critics somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. And if you could please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. And I can read those options again if you need to. So it goes, a member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. He is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
I'm sorry.
I can read the options again.
Yeah, can you?
All right. Yeah, totally. So, with that statement that I just said, would you say this makes you much more likely to want to support him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
And can I do the statement one more time?
Yes, of course. So, a member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
A little more likely.
A little more likely, all right. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here, and that's why Rob gets our lives, the changes we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment.
Not at all, more likely. It doesn't.
All right.
Yeah. I forget what the wording was.
All right. Oh, it's totally okay. I mean, you can always base it off of maybe, like, much more, somewhat, a little more, or not at all.
Not at all.
Like,
okay.
You can kind of shorten a little bit. All right, so the next one is, Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda and who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power.
A little.
All right. The only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country.
Oof, a little.
All right, a little. Rob Menendez knows how important our healthcare is. He's not too aware of the cost of prescription drugs, the hospital billing more transparent. We sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare and strengthening women's healthcare.
A little.
The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make it more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older families.
A little.
Hoboken Mayor Robbie Bala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising fee levels, Bala believes that this moment requires change and is momentous. He believes that health care is a minimum, housing is a minimum, we have the right choices, and the climate crisis is not a crisis, but a challenge with them.
Somewhat.
All right. After hearing kind of this information, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Robbie Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Casey, for whom would you vote for?
Robbie Bala.
All right. Then I'm going to read you just a few short statements about Robbie Bala. You need to come with him, which may make you much less likely to support him, somewhat less likely to support him, a little less likely to support him, or not at all less likely to support him. And again, we can kind of work with a dynamic of much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less.
Correct. Okay.
So it's in a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Robbie Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from state assembly.
Not at all.
All right. Robbie Bala has failed and is an incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor.
Somewhat.
Robbie Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey's Republicans, where they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Bala was in a business partnership with the state Republican chairman.
Somewhat.
Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they called, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row.
What was the second one? Somewhat?
Yes, it's like much less, somewhat less, a little less, and not at all less.
Okay, yeah, the second one.
All right, somewhat. And Robbie Bala is an unethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into New York's sewer system. He represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represented the city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sued for irresponsibly pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result, and a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason. So would you say this statement makes you want to, like, vote for him much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less?
Yeah, the first one.
All right, much less. So then, yes. Just one last time, if the Democratic primary for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Robbie Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Casey, for whom would you vote for?
I'd stay home. I'd write in somebody else.
All right. Well, I think the somebody else in this case might be Kyle Jacy, because the options are just Robbie Bala, Rob Menendez, and then Kyle Jacy.
Yeah, Ohio JC, man.
All right.
Until I learn about that candidate.
All right. I mean, good thing is that nothing is truly official right now. It's just kind of like, you know what, I might vote for them, or I might not. So, but yeah.
Well, yeah, the thing is I also just moved to New Jersey, so, you know, I haven't been able to really tap into what's going on here. So I'm learning about these people through you, honestly.
Oh, cool. All right, and now finally I just have some questions that are just strictly for statistical purposes. So thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal, moderate, or conservative? Liberal.
All right, would that be like very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very.
All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
All right. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Oh, congrats. And are you current or retired member of a labor union?
I'm a current member of a labor union.
All right. All right, well, that would be all. Just thank you so much for your time. Just kind of like as a last question, are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for the time by sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So could I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact in the future? And feel free to say yes or no if you like. Yes? All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, then. This will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time and for answering these questions. I truly, truly, truly appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, and thank you for, you know, your patience.
All right, don't worry.
I'm doing a couple of different things at the same time, so.
Yeah, honestly, I applaud you for multitasking. Like, honestly, I never. So, but yeah, just thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too, bye.